with the award-winning It's Your Money and Your Life. Someone is really ripping up the campaign trail here, and she's been at it a long, hard time. Actually, it's her second appearance on our show. Last time she was with her husband, Neil Centuria, but we have in studio, running for the District 1 City Council seat, Barbara Bree. Barbara, welcome back.
Great. Thank you, Joe and Richard.
Yeah, so great to see you. You know, a lot of people don't, I know you've got a great high-tech background, et cetera, but we like to start off with a little bio just for the benefit of our listeners. So what can you tell us about your childhood, growing up, school, how you found your way to San Diego?
Great. What great way to start. I grew up outside of Philadelphia. My mom was my most important role model. When I was 13, my parents got divorced, and she went to work full-time at a job where she was paid less than the comparable men. There was nothing she could do about it. Because of her, I believed I could succeed in the business world. She eventually became the first woman executive at a large Philadelphia agency. I earned an MBA at Harvard and moved to California in 1976 to be a business writer at the Sacramento Bee. And the Bee sent me to a builders conference in San Francisco where I met my first husband, and that's how I ended up in San Diego. He was a real estate developer here.
Well, Harvard MBA, graduated, what year was that?
1976.
And I will bet you were one of two or three women, maybe?
My class was about 12% women.
Really?
Which was double the percentage of the year before.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
Yeah.
And where'd you go undergrad? I didn't get that.
I grew up outside of Philadelphia, and I went to the University of Pennsylvania.
Wonderful.
Nice.
Our friend Bill Lirak went there.
Yeah.
Undergrad and the law school. So anyway, I did not know that. That's great to know. So... and then how'd you get down to San Diego?
So I married my first husband, who was a real estate developer here, and we wanted to live in San Diego because he was working here, and it's a great place to raise a family. And I now have two daughters, 34 and 31. I am also blessed to have a 19-month-old grandson, Colton, who lives here with his parents.
Uh-huh.
And as you know, I've been an entrepreneur in the tech world for the last 30 years.
So when you got to San Diego, tell us about your business background, because that's kind of fascinating stuff.
So my background in San Diego started, I was a business writer for the LA Times, actually, initially.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1983, my mother had moved out here from Philadelphia, and she got terminally ill with cancer of the pancreas.
Mm.
And I was able to take a leave of absence to be with her the last few months of her life. And when I went back to work, I realized I wanted more time at home with my then one daughter. I wanted to have a second child. I asked the LA Times if I could work part-time, and they said no.
Mm.
And this was a long time ago. This was 1983. And I said I quit.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out to be one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Mm.
Because of that, I ended up working for a neighbor, Buzz Woolley, who was a venture capitalist.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked part-time for him reviewing business plans. At the end of 1 year, he said, I'm retiring. And he introduced me to the people who were starting the Connect program at UCSD.
Mm-hmm.
Connect was started in 1985 to help launch high-tech and biotech companies.
Mm-hmm.
There was a growing realization that our future economy depended on being able to commercialize these technologies. And we had brilliant scientists and engineers who were clueless about how to start a company. And I spent 10 wonderful years at Connect, which was then at UCSD,
mm-hmm.
and during that time, I got divorced. Sometimes things don't work out,
mm-hmm.
and 2 years later, I ended up being the co-founder of a software company.
Now, how did you venture into that one? And I know, well, let's say it's Pro Flowers.
It was a software company before there.
Okay. But when did Pro Flowers come after that?
Yeah, so Neil Centuria is my husband, mm-hmm. and we met about a year after my first marriage ended, and we started a software company in 1995 called Atcom that pioneered the ability to get the internet in a public place on your... Back then, there were no iPhones. It was basically your laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And the company was successful. We sold it in 1999. And prior to the sale, I joined ProFlowers on day one as the VP of marketing. It was April 98. There were five of us in a small office in La Jolla. It was a real startup. We didn't have a website. We had an idea that we could sell flowers direct from the grower to the consumer instead of using retail's flower stores like our major competitors, FTD and 1-800-Flowers. We had a little bit of money, an idea, and I was there on day one as one of the first five people.
And the business bloomed, right?
I was going to say.
Oh, that's a good one.
I was going there, Richard.
Were you? Okay, I got there first.
Well, it also blossomed. How about
it
that?
It blossomed, okay.
It did over a number of years, and it was a great experience. I was there for the first 4.5 years.
And then after that, what?
Then I started working with Neil. We have Blackbird Ventures. We invest in early stage technology companies, but we're not passive investors. We're entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And our track record has been to do one, two, or at the most three at a time and be very involved with them. Neil usually serving as the CEO and me helping with the marketing and other kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. And then this passion to jump into politics. Because I know you've probably been campaigning for this longer than the other candidates, which is a good. I mean, if you want to win, you have to prepare and give yourself some time and get your name out and hold events, etc. So you made the decision about, what, a year and a half ago?
About 2 years ago. So actually, there is one candidate running against me who actually ran last time and lost. So he's actually been at it longer than I have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've always been involved in the community. I was the Bobby Sox team manager for my two daughters. I was president of the Children's Museum. I was involved in politics, helping other people.
Tangentially.
But never expected that I would run. And that changed at a family dinner a little over 2 years ago when I was talking with my two daughters. I was upset about things that were happened at City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
I was upset that our street was being torn up again. This is our business street where our office is in La Jolla Shores. And
that's the never-ending construction project.
Yeah, right. I know, but I was thinking, why? Why can't they do it right the first time?
And, of course, we're going to get into the La Jolla Cove stench, which has really got me going. So we'll be back with Barbara Bree running for District 1 City Council right after this. Hang on. All right, we are back with change of life entrepreneur turned politician Barbara Bree running for D1 District 1 in the city here, and we're going to talk about the La Jolla Cove stench.
But first, Joe, I got back from Hawaii, and the first thing I saw was that Barbara was endorsed by the Union Tribune.
Absolutely.
Which I think is a big deal. Barbara, is that a big deal?
Yes, it's a big deal, and I'm very honored to have their endorsement.
Yes. Under former ownership, let's just say that probably would not have happened, but hopefully there are better days ahead. So, but anyway, the La Jolla Cove stench, it's been a nagging issue. It must bother you as well. I think it's kind of unfair to put it entirely on the city. Now, we're talking about, folks, not the Harbor Seals and the children's pool. We like the Harbor Seals. They're only there part of the year. We're talking about, you go down to the Cove across from Brockton Villa, the hundreds of several hundred-pound sea lions and, of course, the birds. And when I first came to San Diego, I stumbled onto La Jolla Village. It's a lovely place.
Now it depends on which way the wind's blowing, Joe,
and how the weather is. But Barbara, I honestly think we need a task force. And I've spoken to Ed Harris. He's running for mayor. I think he's willing to do this and get every jurisdiction that's involved there, whether it's a state assembly, state senate, the county. No one's contacted Ron Roberts' office about this. You know, that's his district too, and of course D1. But would you be in favor of a task force to abate the La Jolla Cove stench?
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to step back and say this: we're not trying to find the cure for cancer. This is something we can do. And I think what's a shame is that City Hall is and government in general is often reactive instead of proactive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is time to get everyone around the table who's going to be involved with making a decision that can finally get rid of the stench.
Mm-hmm.
First, I'd like to compliment the La Jolla Town Council, which spent a lot of time doing research on what other communities around the country were doing when they had sea lion issues. And the La Jolla Town Council came up with a recommendation to install, I'll call them rotating, stacks of rotating barrels.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently that is working its way through the regulatory process right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a good thing, and that's going to help. but I think it has reached a point where there's, there is poop everywhere,
yeah.
And it's on the beach, it's in the water, and yeah. People can't swim. It's a health hazard.
It's a toxic health issue.
Yes.
And the former mayor Filner, regardless of his other flaws, he did start spraying the rocks with this microbial spray. I don't know the cost involved. Apparently, someone told me he did take it down from a 10 to a 5, and it was improving the situation. So maybe they could reinstate that with some pooled assets, I'm thinking, as well.
So they still are doing the spraying. The spraying apparently only solves the bird poop, not the sea lion poop.
Okay.
And also, you know, the sea lions are encroaching so that people can't swim in the cove. And that's not acceptable.
And they're a danger. They're a hazard. People don't go up to those sea lion pups and try to pet them.
Oh, you see it all the time. They want to go up and have their picture taken, petting a sea lion on the head. It's going to have your arm ripped off.
The mom or popper is going to get after you, and you're going to, you know, and have been some people injured down there. So
yeah, people don't know that they should stay away.
Yeah. But hopefully we'll get this addressed. So what did you want to say some more about this?
I'll just say a little. So there is a committee called the La Jolla Parks and Beaches, which is a membership committee in La Jolla. And they've written a letter to the Parks and Rec Department with a few suggestions. And one of their suggestions is to put a gate at the bottom near the water, near the bottom of the steps, and to close it every night to prevent the sea lions from coming up. And second,
so they're coming up the stairways.
Yes,
now?
That's the problem. They're encroaching.
Oh my gosh!
And so a lot of times when the swimmers want to come up, there's a sea lion in the way.
You gotta be kidding!
And
me.
That's scary. Sea lions are
so
giant.
Other community solutions have been this, blockading them a little bit. And
yes, it has worked in other communities.
Okay, all right, good.
So Barbara, when you walk around your district and talk to folks who live there, what are some of the issues on their mind?
What I hear about, number one, is public safety. Crime is up. We have real data proving that. Car thefts, home break-ins. I also hear a lot about traffic. I also hear about, the importance of keeping our beaches and our beaches clean, preserving our beautiful canyons and lagoons. I mean, District 1 is beautiful.
And the street surfaces in and around La Jolla. Now, Richard mentioned La Jolla Shores, and even in La Jolla Village, the cement streets are kind of breaking up, and they need to get addressed, I think, at some point, huh?
Yes. La Jolla is the oldest part of my district, so our infrastructure is the oldest in terms of both what you see on the surface and what's underneath. And that would be a priority for me if I get elected to the city council.
Wonderful.
When you get elected.
Yeah.
Not if.
Got to speak positive. Let's give your website. It is BarbaraBree.com, and it is up and running, and it looks terrific.
Great.
So, folks, it's Brie, B-R-Y.
Pronounced like the cheese.
It's pronounced like the cheese. And in fairness to Gil Cabrera, who got out of here, I forgot to mention it. It's GilCabrera.com, so if you want to look up his website. But anyway, well, we all know Barbara would have to have a world-class website being with her high-tech background, so there's plenty of good information there, plenty of good articles, a lot of great endorsements and supporters. Too many to mention here, but you got quite a few people. And UT's not the only paper, right? You've got a lot of other community papers that have backed you, right?
No, they're the only media organization that has endorsed me, but I'm honored to have the endorsement of Erwin Jacobs, the co-founder of Qualcomm, J. Craig Venter, who started one research institute and two companies in my district, one of which is Human Longevity, which is going to change medicine for all of us, and just raised $220 million. Many small business owners like Brian Miller of Geppetto's Toy Stores, and hundreds of people from all over my district.
I see Nathan Fletcher on there, been a guest on this show. That's a good endorsement. So you've been doing a ton of events. So, I mean, you started before. I mean, if you're really dedicated and want to win this thing, folks, you have to get out there. Now, what's been your greatest, I guess, revelation or something that came to your mind that you hadn't even thought about or considered? Did anything?
Well, I think I'd like to step back and say I did start 2 years ago, and we knew we would be outspent. One of my opponents has raised a lot more money and has two independent expenditure committees supporting him. And we've run a volunteer-driven grassroots effort. And I started knocking on doors last July. And the best part of being a candidate has actually been out there talking to voters one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
I've met wonderful new people that I hope will be, you know, friends for the rest of my life.
You've had a lot of these coffee events, and how many doors do you think you've... Well, you've probably, you know, good thing is you've probably... get healthy doing all this walking, right?
Yes, I get to eat anything I want.
That's it.
I get to have apple pie once a week.
That's it.
But all these coffee events, have you any idea how many doors you may have knocked on?
We believe I've knocked on over 7,000 doors myself.
Wow.
And we've held, I think, over 40 neighborhood coffees in mm-hmm. all parts of the district.
But how many residents approximately in your district?
I have about... 70,000
over
people.
150.
Yeah, 77,000 registered voters, okay. according to the latest data from the Registrar of Voters.
Wow, that is amazing. And, of course, it's going to be a big turnout, we believe, for June, right? You're thinking about 66%, something like that?
Yeah, that's what the Registrar of Voters says.
It's almost like a final.
Good.
It's almost like a general, I mean. It's pretty unbelievable. Anyway, we're in our last minute here. Barbara, anything you want to just wrap up with before we say ta-ta?
I would just say if I'm elected, I would be the first high-tech entrepreneur on the city council. My district is La Jolla University City, Carmel Valley, and all of UCSD. It's the heart of our innovation economy,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
these are the industries that are creating the good jobs of the future, and we need them to succeed if we're going to have the tax base to pay for the quality of life we all love about San Diego.
Well, we know you'll be totally dedicated and work hard, and you can't ask for more than that. So, got a lot of good people behind you.
2 weeks away. Good luck. It's going to be here sooner than later.
Yeah. So we're in our home stretch here. Barbara Bree, thank you so much. Good luck
with
the election. Richard Musio, great seeing you. Justin Hart, our board operator, thanks for making it sound terrific. And thanks to Craig Blanke, our con executive, and our program genius here, Dave Sniff at KFMB. All these podcasts are commercial-free on iBuyMoney.com, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye now.